Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back. Let's get to work. Last time we were looking at these paradiddles. The next step, logically after singles, doubles, is triples. Now, triples are extremely useful, not necessarily to play three notes in a row, but to play, you know, three notes on a string, like, or whatever, major scales, for example. Little segment of a major scale. Diminished scale. That's all triples. Okay. So you could just start out with just two strings and just kind of getting it even like we did with other things. If you want to make it interesting, put some notes on it. That's not so great. Whatever it is. Oftentimes triples, of course, have felt like triplets. So you could do a paradiddles with triplets instead of a diddle. The diddle on the paradiddle is the diddle. That's a diddle, the little double at the end. So instead of that, you could put a triplet there. Now you're going to notice that it flips your hand the other direction, but that paradiddle workout from the last episode would sound something like this. 2, 3, 4. It's a song I'm practicing for monk shows this week. There's a at the very end of the tune goes. So to be able to grab little you know, you hear it a lot also in something like, I think that's a what is it? It's part of a Charlie Parker thing on Funky Blues. Something like that, but you know, sort of idiomatic phrase. So anyway, that's something for triplets, you know, in the context of stuff we already did. You could also make them, you could also use them to make sort of odd groupings, you know, which happens a lot. So, for example, just a triple plus a double, like... now this one you find you're going to always do the triple on one side. So we could make it like flip by just by making the double at two different strings. This is basically the same fingering as the paradiddle. Paradiddle was. Now we can just go. And so on. And you could do, you know, you could do all kinds of things like that. You could do, there's a triple double single. That's kind of cool. How about a seven stroke? Triple and two doubles. Stroke even, maybe two triples and a double. Right. So that's some ideas. You know, you could also do things that are naturally sort of in the vocabulary, something like a whole half diminished scale. I would recommend like doing this maybe with different accents than something that's three, so like fours. You know, whatever. Changing the accent patterns gives you a little more control. I could do, I don't know, sevens. Four and a three. And when I get to the top of this, I'm not doing a triple because I'm doing five actually. But that's similar to a triple in terms of your pick direction. Do a major scale. Or we could do the exercise from the first singles thing that we did, which is like, string skipping exercise. Those are all good things. The triples, very, very useful because a lot of times we're playing three notes on a string. All kinds of natural formations have three notes per string. So get that dialed in and it can, I don't know, maybe unlock something for you. Monk shows this Wednesday and Friday at the Jazz Gallery. I think they may be sold out, but I'm trying to find out if I can open up a few more tickets. So I'll make an announcement about that if that's the case. Okay, I'll see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.